Where did the Nuang bow come from, Sarah? That question had intrigued me since childhood. Each few years, hundreds of those strange people would pass through Jaikur on pilgrimage. They were quiet and orderly and stayed to themselves. And a year after they arrived from the north, they would pass through again, going back that way. Even at the height of the power of the Shadow Masters, that cycle had continued. Nobody knew where they went. Nobody ever cared. Out of the south somewhere, a long time ago. From beyond the Dandapresh? I could not imagine subjecting little children and old folks to the rigors of a journey of that magnitude. The pilgrimage had to be very important indeed. Yes. But there are no pilgrimages anymore. The one that had ended up with hundreds of Nuang Bo dying in Jaikur was the last of which I was aware.
The Shadow Master and the Kialune Wars made the next few times impossible. There's supposed to be a pilgrimage every 4 years. Each Nuang Bo de Duang has to make the pilgrimage at least once as an adult. For a while the lack was no problem. But now the Protector will not permit the people to meet their obligations.
Bondo Trang rasped from his wheelchair, having arrived in time to catch the drift of my interrogation.
There are things we do not discuss with those who aren't Nuang Bao.
I got the feeling he was saying the same thing twice at one time, one way for my benefit and another for Sarah's. This could be ticklish. We dared not offend Bondo Trang, whose friendship we needed. If we lost him, we also risked losing Sarah, whose value to the company could not be calculated. Nothing is ever simple and straightforward. I told the old man the way I had it figured. Kai Goto waddled in just as I started, my eyes widened as One Eye gallantly offered her his seat. It is a world just chock full of wonders. The little wizard went and got another seat, which he set next to Goda's. The two of them sat there leaning on their canes like a couple of temple gargoyles. A ghost of ancient beauty peeked out of the wide, permanent scowl that Goda used for a face. I explained the situation. But here's the mystery. Where is the key today? Nobody volunteered that information. I'd think that if the Thousand Voices still had it, she'd be running down to Kialune every month to round up a new gaggle of killer shadows. If it could open the Shadow Gate safely. And if Uncle Doge had it, he wouldn't be roaming around looking for it. He'd be back in the swamp blithely letting the rest of us go to Al-Shale in a handcart. Am I wrong, Mother Goda? You know the man. You must be able to offer something. Able, perhaps. Willing, of course not. The big thing that stands out to my ear about the company's sojourn in the south is the stubborn silence of so many people about everything. Like if we even discovered our own birthdays, that would be something we could use against them. The fact that the company now consists almost entirely of native soldiers has not helped at all. Our life does not attract the knowledgeable, educated portion of the population. If a priest offered to sign on, he would send him downriver, knowing for certain that he was a spy.